Hare Krishna. To be awake is to be aware of our wake. Wake refers to the trail of disturbed water or disturbed air that is left behind when a moving object moves. Say when a ship moves through the sea, the ship leaves a trail behind, which is called a wake. Or when an airplane moves through the sky, it leaves disturbed air behind it. And that is also called the wake. Now, the wake of a ship or an airplane is seen physically in the disturbance that is left behind. But all of us, when we move around in this world, we leave a wake behind. The way we act, the way we live, the way we talk, all this has consequences. All this has effects. You know, the people are influenced by the way we speak, and sometimes we may get so caught in pursuing our goals that we are no longer aware of the consequences of our actions. And this has especially happened in today's money-driven model of commerce, where business works primarily for profit. And while working for profit, business often tramples upon natural reserves, exploits the natural resources and disrupts the ecology, causing untold damage to the ecology and to the people living in that vicinity. So, if we are to be aware, to be awake, to be aware means to be aware, we are to be awake. Awake means the scriptures talk about how we are all asleep in this world. You know, whatever actions we do, they have karmic consequences. Every action that we do is a karma, and karma brings consequences. So, to be awake means to be aware of our wake. Right now, we are, from the spiritual perspective, in a state of sleep. And in the sleeping state, we just get caught in the spell of certain activities, imagining that we'll get certain pleasures in certain ways. And we don't think about what we are doing and why we are doing it. So, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita that the soul is trapped in the illusion. 13.22, the Gita says, Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasadyoni janmasu. So, Purusha prakriti stohi, the soul gets caught in matter. And a soul gets caught in matter, at that time what happens? Prakriti sthohi, its consciousness is caught in matter. Bhungte prakriti jan gunan, because the soul desires to enjoy the products of material nature. Karanam guna sangosya, and because of association with the modes, what happens? Sad asad yoni janmasu, sad asad yoni janmasu. The soul takes birth in good and meets with good and bad, creates good and bad, meets good and bad. So now, suppose the person is sleeping. Then when they are sleeping, they might have a nightmare or a dream, and they may swish their hand and somebody near them may get hit, and they are not even aware that they are hitting someone, and then that person gets angry and hits them back. What happened? Why did you hit me? Then they realize, oh, I'm sorry, I hit you, I didn't realize it. So the person is sleeping and they do things which they are not aware of, but if they are awake, then they know what they are doing. So like that, in this world we often do actions and we don't realize that we are doing karmically culpable actions. And then when the reactions hit us, then we wonder what happened. But actually, when we study the philosophy and we understand the purpose of life, then we realize that our actions have consequences. So we cannot afford to sleep through life. Because if we keep sleeping through life, we will create a nightmare for ourselves in terms of the karmic consequences that we are going to endure. So instead, we need to wake up. We need to be awake, and to be awake means to be aware of our wake, to be aware of the consequences that we, of the effects of our actions on others and the consequent karmical reactions that come upon us. And by being awake, we can be more aware, we can be more discerning, choose our actions wisely, and ultimately we can choose the most auspicious actions. We understand that we are souls, and for the soul, the action of loving and serving Krishna is what brings freedom from misery and what brings the highest happiness. So to become conscious of Krishna is to be supremely, eternally awake. Thank you. Hare Krishna.